right, my friends, it's now time for the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms, you take one of the Psalms from the Book of Sung Praises from the Wisdom Literature of the Old Testament, and we connect that Psalm to the daily Mass readings. Well, today, of course, is Holy Thursday. So obviously all the readings are very tied and connected with the institution of the Eucharist and the Last Supper. So the first reading is from Exodus chapter 12, and this is when the Lord commands Moses. This is the Passover, the institution of the Passover, which, by the way, is commemorated by our Jewish brothers and sisters every year with the Seder meal. Right, so obviously they, you know, it's not carried out in the way that the Lord instructed Moses and Aaron here in Exodus 12, but it still has the memory. The memory is still alive, right? The zacher, you know, the memory is something that's a living thing, and so the language that's used here is fulfilled by Christ at the Last Supper. So he said that the month shall stand at the head of your calendar and reckon it as the first month of the year. And tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one for each household. The lamb must be a year old male without blemish. You know, and that's important. We saw that in the typical sacrifices, the sin offerings, the peace offerings, in like Leviticus 1 through 5, that the offerings, particularly the sin offering, was a female. It says lamb or sheep or goat. Why? Because sin cuts you off from God's life. Remember the word mavet in Hebrew, death, means to cut yourself off from God's life. So you offered the animal that brings forth life, which is the female. Right, is again symbolic way of restoring life, but here this is not just reconciliation for sin. Remember, this is the Passover. God is coming through and is going to be slaying the firstborn of every human and every animal, and you know, no matter what your rank is, from the Pharaoh all the way down to the slave. You know, so this is not just for the remission of sin. This is for saving their souls from death. In this case, is a male unblemished lamb, right? Sheep or a goat. Why? It's because it's a prefigurement of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, which, of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It says a lamb or a goat, right? Because remember, in Leviticus, one thing the high priest would do was lay his hands on the head of the goat, and he would confess the sins of the people over the head of the goat. And then the goat would be driven out into the desert where it would die. And so the goat would be sent out to run into the desert. They eventually would die. And when the goat died, the sins of the people died with the goat. That's where we get the term or the idea of scapegoat from. All right. So it's a sheep or a goat. And that's what Jesus says. He's the Lamb of God. And he's also the scapegoat. He takes upon himself on the cross all the sins. And when he dies, right, our sins die with him. Once we enter into that baptism, right, the baptism on the cross, we enter into the tomb with Christ and rise with him to new life. And then so our sins, our original sin dies, and we rise to new life as a new creation in baptism. And it goes without blemish, right? So it can't have any deformities on it. It can't have any, you know, scars or anything like that. Same thing with Jesus, right? You know, he was born, he's perfect, you know, so he is that perfect lamb. And says you'll keep it, and then you take some of the blood, you slaughter it in the evening. So Jesus was slaughtered, you know, on the cross on the day before the Sabbath. And you take some of the blood, and you put it on the doorposts and the lentils, right? So the way the blood would be applied would be on the doorposts in a vertical motion and on the lintels, a horizontal motion, right? So vertical on the doorposts, horizontal on the lintels. That, okay, what does that look like to you? What does that symbolize? The cross, right? Symbolizes the cross. So, but the blood, I will mark on the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come to you. So, by the sign of the blood, God will pass over. And by the sign that is marked on us in baptism, the death will pass over. Yeah, we're all going to experience death. We're all going to die physically. But where we're going to meet Jesus and live forever is spiritually. And eventually we will get our bodies back at the end of time when God fulfills, brings to ultimate fulfillment the kingdom, and returns the kingdom to his Father as a spotless, unblemished lamb. Right. So, but for what does he have to do first? Separate the sheep from the goats, those on his right and those on his left. And that will happen at the second judgment at the end of time. But until then, God willing, if we continue to cooperate with the sanctifying grace that we've received in baptism and restored when that sanctifying grace is lost through mortal sin, is restored in the sacrament of reconciliation. And as long as we continue to cooperate with that grace, God willing, when we die, we will still live, right? And Jesus says, if you in that beautiful discourse that he has with Martha and Mary regarding their brother Lazarus, your brother will rise. Yes, and Martha said, "Yeah, I know he'll rise on the resurrection of the last day." And Jesus says the words that just hit me in the heart. I am the resurrection and life. He believes in me, even though he dies, will live. Right? He who believes in me, even though he dies, will live. So Jesus shows us, in a prefigured here in the Passover, that death is not the end. Right? And so that's prefigured in this beautiful Passover ceremony. He goes, "This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate." So again, shouldn't we still be celebrating the Passover? No, Jesus fulfills this Passover on the cross and in the Last Supper, right? And that's the connection we're going to make today between Holy Thursday and Good Friday, that beautiful nexus which Christ brings salvation into the world by consummating all the work that he has done on in the holy sacrifice of the Mass and on the cross. And we can see that beautiful connection today. And of course, the gospel is from the Gospel of John, John chapter 13. Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. The hour, of course, it's funny. I was in Steubenville this past weekend, attending an event, an anniversary event at the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. And Dr. Scott Hahn there was a retreat there, and I was so honored to be invited to attend that. And Dr. Hahn gave a beautiful a Bible study on this whole idea of the hour of Jesus. What when he meant this hour, what did he mean here? That this was his time. Not just the actual hour. Okay, now is the time to enter into the Paschal mystery, but this is the time that the fulfillment of everything, of the fulfillment, the purpose of why Christ came, of everything that he taught, comes to fulfillment. Now he initiates the Eucharist, he institutes the priesthood, and he brings to fulfillment the kingdom. Because remember, very interesting here. Remember that the 12 after the rule of Solomon's sons, which were not very good kings, Jeroboam, the 10 tribes, the 12 tribes split. Jeroboam had the 12 tribes in the north, Rehoboam the two tribes in the south, and then the Assyrians came and decimated the northern 10 tribes, in the area of Samaria. Shechem was the capital. And they became, when they were dispersed, the Israelites were dispersed, the 10 tribes were dispersed among the Assyrians. In that land of Samaria, they became known as the Samaritans. And then, of course, Babylon came in the south and decimated Judah and Benjamin. And the only tribe that was able to be restored after the Babylonian exile was Judah, and they became the Jews, Christ here, we see this beautiful washing of the feet, which is the institution of the priesthood and the diaconate.
For more on the Psalms with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.